Next application is the application case number 11511. The application of Bruce Store. Site is north of Route 54, being located at the southwest corner of Bayville Shores Drive and Bayville Circle East, and being lot 127 of Bayview Landing Subdivision, with a 911 address of 37872 Bayview Circle East, Subdivision, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, Map 13, Parcel 147, requesting a variance from the corner front yard setback requirement. On this application, the applicant is requesting an 8.1-foot variance from a required 30-foot front yard corner setback requirement. Gentlemen, we had no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce Stare, 37872 Bayville Circle East, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Thomas,
sir.
Mr. Store is seated right to the right of me, and he has submitted to the board various attachments to his application. He's seeking the variance primarily to because he purchased his home on October 6th of 2014. Like other neighbors in his community, he wants to put a shed, but he wants to attach it to his dwelling. And the problem in attaching it to the dwelling is based upon the survey, which is in the packet. You'll see that in order to place the shed and attach it to his building, he has to seek a variance because there's a 30-foot setback from the Bayville Shores Drive because it's a corner lot. In order to do that, Mr. Store has also talked to the association, and he has various, and also his neighbors, and he has gotten a letter from the association to submit that the Architectural Review Committee has approved the shed based upon the diagram he submitted to the board. He's also talked to and canvassed his neighbors and has submitted to them. They've gotten three emails from neighbors, and he has he's got 23 neighbors who are who have seen the architectural review and have signed either a petition or sent emails, which we're submitting into as exhibits tonight.
So for the record, we have a letter from the Wright Property Management LLC on behalf of the Bayview Landing Homeowner Association in support. We have three emails, from different residents within the community in support. And we have a petition containing, how many did you say?
20 signatures
from residents within the subdivision.
And what he has submitted in his application is showing the sketch. And I think what's significant is the aerial view showing the lot together with some of the pictures, and the fact that there is an existing buffer right now that takes into consideration a true buffer between his home and Bayville Shores Drive, if you see that. So the purpose of that 30-foot was to create a buffer, which is in existence.
Right.
At the same time, given the shape of the lot, given the building envelope, he really can't attach it to his house so that it will have a functionality for him, given some of his health concerns. We feel it's a reasonable use as well. We feel that, you know, given his garage and given the property, it's a reasonable use to have a shed. And as he's informed me, there's already three other individuals sought variances to after the fact, before they built, after the shed was built, to seek variances. And he's coming here tonight to seek a variance before the shed was built, get the right permits, and do it the correct way. Also, there really won't be an effect on the surroundings because, again, once the shed is built, there's enough buffer there, and you can see even the way it'll be the architectural sketch or picture shows that it will actually be a adding to the beauty of the neighborhood, and the variance is the least amount necessary to have a true tripe storage shed that he can do his woodworking and other things without having to trek to the back of the yard and possibly fall down. So that's the concern he wanted adjacent and attached to the house, and that's the reason for it. So those are the reasons that we're seeking the variance. And Mr. Storr is here to, have I correctly stated the need for the variance for your property? And you explain a little bit why it has to be attached. You know, I've said it had to be attached and some of your concerns.
Convenience is the first word that comes to mind. There's an existing door that leads out of the garage on the side of the garage, so I'd be able to have access to the shed.
Sir, can you just step a little closer?
Sure, sorry. I'd have access to the shed from the side of the garage.
Through the garage.
Yeah.
Through the garage, yes. Okay.
Also set of double doors on the rear of the shed, get lawn tractor in and out, and wheelbarrow and so on.
And his concern, if you place it in the back of the yard, some of the concern, you might have a falling, and there wouldn't be that accessibility.
The convenience, you know, night like tonight, having to go out to get light bulbs or a ladder or something is so much nicer to have it attached to the house. I've got knee surgery scheduled for beginning of February, and again, walking out through the backyard is a concern.
Can I make a statement? For the benefit of the board, the standard corner setback is only 15 feet.
Right.
But this subdivision, based on the way it was presented by the applicants and proffered by the applicants in the public hearing process on the subdivision, they restricted themselves to a 30-foot restriction, and the commission so approved it based on their request.
Okay.
So normally you wouldn't see this application, but to be in the commission approved it, it's on the record plan. We have to, that's why we're here.
Okay.
If it were detached, then it wouldn't. This wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be here.
It would. It's still a 30-foot setback requirement. That subdivision plot for any improvements on that lot.
Okay.
On either street, all the streets in there have 30-foot setback.
Even if it was detached.
It's the same.
Still have to come because
it's a corner setback requirement.
Okay.
Corner.
Right. Yeah. And that's the county done the RPC then. On all of them, 30 feet.
It's a standard subdivision, but that's the way that it was restricted.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a HR RPC, that's correct to this, but it's the same. It's 30 foot from all street frontages.
Oh, okay. You're going to store all kinds of things in there. You said a drill press, things like this.
Exactly. The two car garages there now is
full.
It just isn't big enough. Two cars barely fit in it.
So I imagine this would be attached, would be for safety also.
Oh, yes.
I mean, security.
Yes. Security. Yes.
But you had drill presses and et cetera in there?
Yes.
Working tools? Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Rick? Any further?
He has, I don't believe you addressed the standards, have you?
Well, I did go through the uniqueness of the lot, giving the,
I
said the reasonable use of that. I said it would not have an effect on the neighborhood, the essential character of the neighborhood, and the extent of the variance is the minimum required because of giving that 30-foot setback.
All right, that answers that question. Thank you.
Mr. Whitman?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Thomas, the hesitation may be because we're, at least I for one, if not the others, may be trying to figure out why you didn't address the standard not created by the applicant.
Right.
Well, he did not create it by the applicant because the actual subdivision was created by Bayville Shores or Bayview Landing. He didn't really create the that setback. So therefore, it wasn't created by him, so he really... in order to actually build within that the building envelope, He didn't really create that. But by building the shed, he's going to need a variances to do that. So he's not really creating the hardship. It's just the hardship exists.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to place case number 11,511 under advisement.
Okay. Second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,511 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,511 has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.